Blog Talk Radio.
Funny thing about a car.
like no other. So fly. in my alabaster box. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. Thine spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box.
Hope you guys are enjoying this. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. That was CC Wines with Alabaster Box.
You want to live your head.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was Trenzy 5-7 with Bring Your Praise. And this is G Writing. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. A little while ago, a few minutes ago, I was talking and I thought that you guys hear me, but I had a dead connection. Sometimes in life, you have to do routine checkups and we're speaking to the source. So I just want to encourage you, even in your life, sometimes you have to do some spiritual examination, and sometimes you have to make it still connected. I think sometimes it's easy to lose sight of our goals and things like that. We don't do routine checks, physical health, we have to take care of our spiritual health as well. As one of my friends would say, sometimes you have to take that time to meditate and to get away from the rest of life and just get back to get yourself back on track. Sometimes you have to separate yourself. You have to check your status to make sure you're still connected. Someone's got that.
Oh,
That was Roosevelt Bowles, Show Me, and before that, that was my cousin Eureka A. Wright. And I hope you guys are really, really enjoying your night tonight. Tonight really, it has turned out to be really a laid-back night, but going back to what I was saying, the song by my cousin was called Call for a Purpose. I am G. Wright, and the show is called Hard Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. And sometimes, guys, you've got, like I was saying before, you've got to check. You got to check your connection to make sure you're still connected to God. You know, it's not enough to just say, you know, I'm believing God for this. I'm hoping for this. You know, you've got to know that you're connected to the power source. Sometimes you have to make sure you're still plugged in. You know, it says that in the scriptures that it says that the prayers of the righteous man availeth much. And what would happen if the righteous man forgot that he could still be plugged to God in prayer? What would happen if the righteous man forgot that in this thought that, you know, that the way he was living his life was just enough and did not pray? You know, there's power in prayer. You know, the point I'm saying is that you have to make sure you're still connected. Make sure you're praying to God. Make sure you're taking the time to meditate on his word. Make sure you're spending time with him. Make sure you're still connected. Make sure that your connection is with God and not with trying to go after things in this world. That's the biggest point that I think that tonight I want to share with you. Make sure your connection is in the right direction. Some people say you're either connected or you're not. Either you're connected with God or you're not. Is that a true thing to say? Is that a true statement to make? Either you're connected or you're not. Is it that black and white? But either way, one of the things I want to tell you guys tonight is really just make sure that you're still connected to God. Can you imagine how if someone's in a fight and they're thinking that they're winning and that they have their people around them, they look, they say all these things, they're ready to go for fight, and they look around and their friends are not there, and they realize that they are by themselves. I think sometimes as Christians, we put ourselves out there, and sometimes we get so carried away sometimes with being busy with the business of everything that we forget to take time to spend time with God. It reminds me of a story that was told in church, a story that I'm sure we've heard before. If you're a Christian, if you've gone to church before, many times you've probably heard them talk about Mary and Martha. And I think Martha was the one who was scorning, saying, telling Jesus, like, Jesus, will you please tell Mary to get up? You know, I'm trying to clean up the house. But Jesus' response was not the response that Martha probably thought that Jesus was going to give. You know, sometimes we think it's better if we're being busy, getting things ready. And sometimes God just wants us to be still. Be still at his feet. Stay at his feet. Don't move. Stay right there. You know, and sometimes, sometimes God just wants us to just sit still. Turn off the phone. You know, and if you have a smartphone, turn it off. So you spend some time with God alone. And I think that's one of the things that God wants from us sometimes. There's a time for everything. There's a time to be busy. There's a time to be still. Regardless of wherever it is that you're going through, take the time and be still. And allow God to speak to you and speak to your heart.
Thank you.
I'm
Hope you guys enjoyed that. That was June Thompson and the Praise. I hope that you guys are having a good night so far. Just make sure that you take some time out. You spend time with God. Make sure you take the time to be re-energized. Make sure you take the time to rest. Making sure that you are connected to the source, you want to make sure that you are rested, that you have rested, and you're taking that seriously. I just want to say God bless you. Make sure you tune in this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. And I hope something played tonight, something spoken to you, will help you. Because if you take the time to make sure that you're energized, God will do his part. But we've got to do our part. Make time for God and see God move in your life. So just want to say God bless you. I'm leaving with Yolanda Adams, and this is tonight. God bless you and have a great night. I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday from 6 to 7.
Take away my pain tonight. Take away my strength.
lives of His glory.